శ్రీమద్భాగవతం, దిస్ ఇస్ 14th chapter 25, చాప్టర్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ది క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ పురంజన ఇన్ టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 5. Simply executing pious or impious activities cause entanglement and transmigration from one body to another. Narottamdas Thakur calls this karma bandha pansa. King Prasanna by his search admitted that as fact and frankly asked Narada Muni how he could get out of this karma bandha pansa, entanglement in primitive activities. This is actually the stage of knowledge indicated in the first verse of Param Sutra, Atado Brahma Vikyasa. When one actually reaches the platform of prostration in an attempt to discharge karma bandha pansa, he inquires about the real value of life. This is called Brahma Vikyasa. In order to inquire about the ultimate goal of life, the Vedas, Mundak Upanishad 11.2.12, enjoin that Vigyamatam the Guru Evami Gachet. In order to understand the transcendental science, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. King Prachina Parishad found the best spiritual master, Narada Muni, and he therefore asked him about the knowledge by which one can get out of the entanglement of karma bandha pansa, fruitive activities. This is the actual business of human life. Jivasa katati gyasa narto yasteha karmadhi is stated in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1-10. A human being's only business is inquiring from a bona fide spiritual master about extrication from the entanglement of karma bandha pansa. So this is a dialogue between Narada Muni and King Prachinda Mahesha. So such opportunity arranged by the blessings of the Supreme Lord comes when the individual becomes very inquisitive and the individual has an intense desire to search for the ultimate purpose of life. So in fact this is the very beginning of the human form of life. Shastra said, unless in the human form of life one develops this knowledge of inquiring about the ultimate meaning of life, about the goal of life, about the purpose of our existence, unless that inquiry, that knowledge comes, then actually the human being, the human birth has not really begun. Because without that inquiry, there is no difference between a human being and any other form of life, like the plants, animals, these 8,400,000 species of life. So therefore, this is a very important principle in the for the human form of life. So now, the king, Prasanna Parishad, was quite from Narada Muni in a very wonderful way. I do not know, he says, the ultimate goal of life. Kindly instruct me in pure knowledge so that I can get out of the entanglement of primitive activities. So he began to realize that what he has been doing all these years is actually more entangling primitive activities. So he's inquiring, please instruct me how to get out of this entanglement. But this is a most beautiful, most wonderful approach in the Vedic culture, that the person, the sincere person, individual who is searching for the ultimate knowledge of life, that he seeks the help of the spiritual master, and when he finds that, then he begins to inquire about the most wonderful goal of life, about the ultimate purpose of life. But this is a very natural thing. Otherwise, you can easily life once and for all. So this is the most wonderful opportunity given to the human form of life. Therefore, in all the Vedic literatures, we find that this is just like the Bhagavatam, another section in the beginning next week, in the second and the first canto, and here, similar inquiry. Jivasa-tattva-jigyasa. So Jivasa-tattva-jigyasa means the ultimate goal of life, the human form of life, is actually to inquire about this called tattva, this ultimate truth, the absolute truth. Jivasa-tattva-jigyasa. We have to inquire what is the nature of reality, what is the nature of life, what is the, who is God, and how to approach. So this is called tattva, searching for tattva means the absolute truth, the ultimate meaning, the nature of reality. So this has to come to the individual. And so therefore, in the Vedanta, the first portion of Vedanta is Atharva Pramajikyasana. So one must inquire about the nature of absolute truth, about the nature of God, about the nature of reality. So this is the very fundamental, this most important platform of entering into the spiritual life. You have to inquire, because that inquiry means one has the interest, one has a tremendous interest to search for, to find the answer. That means one has to be very inquisitive. And so when one is just knowledge with that interest, then generally one will become very enthusiastic, and then by that very process, the lower region will give the proper direction and then be able to find the proper answer. But the answer comes from the spiritual masters. And so in this way, this platform inquiring from a bona fide source is very fundamental in searching for spiritual knowledge. It's like when Arjuna, at the beginning, when he was talking to Lord Krishna, so he said, well, I was taking this, my friend, and so I was taking it in a different manner. But now, please, now I am a surrendered soul, so please inquire me, what is the right duty, what is the wrong duty, please kindly guide me. So I am your sincere servant, your devotee, so please now instruct me. So in this way, by the atmosphere created, and Krishna was explaining to Arjuna about the real duty of life. So in this way, this is spirit of this humility. This humility will come when one is very much inspired to actually understand the hidden or the deeper purpose of life, the deeper meaning of life. So this is this humility. This, unless that humility comes, that this desire will not also manifest. But when one becomes very slightly, generally, in a normal, in material life, you know, that the, sometimes people, those who are really, can speak very proudly and very, very ahankar, so these are the ones, you know, who make noises, and they are the ones who, you know, kind of have some place in the world. But these things are not very lasting. But those who are looking for real knowledge, so generally this humility will be, because unless one is endowed with this quality called humility, then the real knowledge will not manifest. Without also the desire to actually inquire, because the real knowledge will not actually begin. But therefore, this approach, kindly instruct me. I am a surrendered soul, so please instruct me, guide me. So this is a very important principle in spiritual life. Now, Prabhupada says here about the mentioned comment about the Western world. Prabhupada said in the Western countries, you have a rich aristocratic family to be born. Especially because of the situation, and having a good education and a beautiful body, and such is common. But then Prabhupada is commenting that in spite of all these good facilities, having enough clothing, enough food, enough facilities, and enough all these material facilities, they are not sufficient. But one must go beyond. But it's just like a medical doctor, he might have a good medical background, maybe expert in certain fields, but when the time comes, then always the doctor cannot save himself. He has also to die. So therefore, no one is safe in this material world. So this has to be convinced. This one of us has to be convinced that this material life, whatever arrangement it could be, but it is never going to be very lasting. It's very temporary. And also it is we are trying to overcome all these problems and the pains and the sorrows, but it will never be overcome in a material sense. Therefore, one has to transcend that the material conception. So one must therefore search for spiritual knowledge. So this is the platform of spiritual life. But therefore, King Parthasarathi is retiring and then now is now searching for knowledge. Unfortunately, Narada Muni, one of the wonderful qualities of Narada Muni is that Narada Muni is transcendentalist. He's always concerned for the well-being of others. You can see that he's always appearing. And whenever there is some facilities is needed, that he always appears. And so, in Prasanna Maharishi, he has a, because of his good karma, so he's able to find Narada Muni. And so Narada Muni will instruct. In fact, this, the title is called The Characteristic of Purandara. So Purandara is actually an allegorical story. Sometimes stories are narrated in order to make it easy to understand. Because we don't want to make it to deep philosophy, but unless we're able to understand it, and then it does not have much function. Therefore, it is good to be able to present in a simple and understandable manner. So that's another art, that we should try to understand things, but at some time, when it is presented to the capacity that the people can understand, then it is that's why we find in Prabhupada's writing, or Srimadasa Prabhupada's writing is wonderful because he explains things in such a manner that everybody can understand. So this is one of the comments that the many scholars comment on Prabhupada's writings. Because Prabhupada's writings are so wonderful that everything is made very, very clear and so you can understand. So similarly, in some transcendental matters, in order to convince another person, then it is good sometimes to have a narration, so that the person can at least grasp that conception. Now this, the King Purandara is actually, it is the whole material life. So in this allegorical story, Narada Muni will explain to King Prasanna about the life story of this Purandara in the later stropas. And so this is a real picture of this material life. And so you can see that how entangling in this world, in this material world. So therefore, the essence of this stroka is that one should take this human form of life to the utmost seriousness. So otherwise, it would be here, Rattanbhas Thakur, karma bandha pansa, being entanglement in fruitive activities is so, it's not easy to overcome this entanglement from the fruitive activities. But one is attached to, this material world, material life. And so because of that attachment, unless you have proper knowledge, then one will be cycling in this material world, birth after birth. And people will make many theories about trying to find an answer in this speculative process, that then there was enough time, and then time comes then to take it away this body and finish. So that's what the whole world is struggling. Yeah, people are interested in finding the answer, but without going the proper form of education, that the whole world is spending their life. It's like this university's education. All this wonderful and very expensive centers of education. So, but without really studying what is the ultimate goal of life, Prabhupada is to comment on that, that in all these very prestigious universities around the world, they have so many departments, that is, there is no department where people study about the science and the souls. Prabhupada comments this in many places of his commentary, various pages. So this is a fact, that people spend so much money and time and energy and so many arrangements, but sometimes most important knowledge is neglected. So this is a very serious matter. So therefore Prabhupada was instructing us that we should introduce this Srimad Bhagavatam, the study of Srimad Bhagavatam in colleges and universities around the world. Prabhupada was explaining that we should if we introduce this, then at least sincere people will be enlightened in the matter about the science of the soul, or the science of the ultimate meaning of life, or the goal of life. And therefore Krishna consciousness is a tremendous duty we are struggling in various ways, but at some time, you see, the entire population of the world, all the younger generations, everybody is sent to the schools and colleges and universities around the world. So we have that. But at the same time, we are not able to penetrate into all the circles to the fullest degree, although in a small way. But the whole population is there, waiting for to receive Krishna consciousness. So, therefore, this Krishna consciousness has a tremendous responsibility. So it's one of us. And young or old. So, to think that, therefore, this, in today's preaching program, in ISKCON, I think one good thing that's happening is that this youth forum, I think it's a, the forum is a, it's a good program, because with this youth forum, we can go to the colleges and universities, because all youths are there. They are loitering, they are wandering in the country, and but then in any form, either some distribution, cooking the campus, or speaking to the campus, or having some festivals, inviting students, and in big festivals, and organizing some kind of youth forums, some debate, some essay competition on different topics. So in this way, if we can penetrate into the youths, the youth circles, it would be the tremendous facility that we can have for Krishna. So this is a very personal article, that this is a very little wanted to present this Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness, colleges and universities around the world. When I first met him, Prabhupada in 1970, a first instruction to me was that I should go to colleges and universities around the world and present this Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, I will give you all the expenditure on all the flight tickets, but to go and speak to the colleges and universities. That was the first part of the instruction, the colleges and universities. And I think that this in India is happening in a bigger scale, beginning in Similarly, we can also start here in Switzerland, college and university programs. Maybe we have to start in such a way that according to the cultural system that's available, and it's such a nice way that people will be able to relate. I think maybe we have to do some study and see how could you penetrate into the schools, colleges, and the universities. Style, and personally I feel that according to that particular environment and style, it's good to see the situation, how things can be presented, so that people will welcome us. Best thing is that you have some students that are beginning to start with. When I was a student at the University of California, and I used to conduct some classes, this is in California, I was already a Prabhupada, and so I was conducting classes, and because the university had about extensive courses, I can do any classes, and I was having classes, organizing, and then some people come, and there are those people, quite a few people would join, and I was learning these. And then Prabhupada, I used to report to Prabhupada. So in this way, it's a college teaching program. If some students are already there, it is a little easier. Because to them, can organize some programs. I do seminars. And also to design some kind of a timely topic. Can organize a seminar in college. Say, for example, like in Switzerland, I don't know if there's any problem in country, or without a problem in country, but some kind of a world issues. They're about in the department of let's say religion. So there must be a department of religion, so religious studies. So because in the context of modern world, Vedic conceptions or Vedic principles in bringing a kind of inter-religious harmony. Because that way, this is a general topic that and in that inter-religious harmony, that I could invite from some Christians and some Islamic speakers are Buddhists, then from all sides. And these things are presented with the faculty member there in that particular department. And so that way, it is, then speakers should be, some of you are speaking, can also invite participate. Then it becomes a seminar. And the seminars are welcome in college. This is what we're doing in IIT Christian in India. Right? Because we have professors there, some of our devotees are also professors. Therefore, India is a lot easier. Because in India, even if you say something strong, you just give them some and everything is okay. So, but the India situation is very easy, but in the context here, maybe. We have to approach a little bit carefully so that we don't create difficulties for them. But I think we can do that. Simply organize some contacts and some professors and get into the language coaching program. So, we have to stop here and. Any questions?
I know you. devotees used to do programs in university, but now university made like some arrangement that religious groups are not allowed to do any.
Not allowed.
You're not allowed to give lectures and do programs there. So do you have any, from your experience, do you have any ways to like sneak
but
in?
But why do they allow? Don't allow the religious group? Is there any? Do they have some problem?
Well, I don't know about any details. I just know like our Krishna Chandra.
Yeah.
He used to do this, and then I asked him lately about this because I was thinking about this. And then he said it's not allowed. They made like lately they made like a law. I guess they don't want any religious influence for the students.
India, for that matter, is called India is called a secular country, and it was like that before. See, in the early, see, the 1970s, when I came to India, I was not allowed to. So it said, if we allow you, then other groups also will come. And so, but now today, the whole scenario in India has completely changed. So in that case, what we used to do was that we speak on science.
You speak on science.
Science or some seminar or some humanities, some problem and issues are there. But then you know, if you go with a civil dress and without presenting beginning as some group, but as a person interested, there are other ways to enter. They have some kind of condition like that, maybe good to go as a civil dress. Then on some issues on according to the department, suppose if you have one professor inside in the philosophy or humanities department or in science department, and you could speak some topics, but in that speaking, you can introduce some conceptions from the, you can say, Vedic or Eastern tradition, Eastern tradition and certain things we offer like that. So that way some messages could be given. But once you start going and having developed some kind of a friendship, either the faculty members in the particular university of colors, then I may be possible that later on it will be a little more. They think that you are not threatening, and you are scholar, and very interesting ideas are presented, and then there is a possibility of entering. But science is easier. But science, for us, it will be because. speak on about different aspects of science, about today, and the origin of life is very prominent topic. People are interested about origin of the universe, and but today even the concept of God is now in here. One thing here I find when I this about a month ago or so when I was in Bangalore. I heard that in Switzerland, they allow this, it's called euthanasia. It's, euthanasia? Euthanasia is those who like to die.
Yes.
And this is also called mercy killing. But here, a lot of tourists come here. And this was in the newspaper I saw from Switzerland that if you want to go to die without any law, without any restriction, go to Switzerland. And because here people come, many people also come to die. Because in many countries it's not allowed. Legally that's like in the United States. Some states are allowed, but many states are not. And it's Similarly, in the past world, this is, suppose someone is terminally ill, and he or she wants to die, and but they just request for some kind of, you know, so that some medicine. By taking that medicine, never get up. Or some kind of, you know, system they have. But in Switzerland, I added this seems like a good topic to discuss in social sciences or in the ethics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about biomedical ethics. So it would be good to discuss this in the medical department. Or in medical schools. Something like that about life. You know, this life and life. And this should be topics like that, but I think it has to be designed in such a way that it becomes interesting. For people, I'm sure, I think. But this is a social, some kind of because it was there in the newspaper, I just saw it not too long ago before I came here. And so I felt that maybe this is a topic that maybe could be taken up and have some platform for seminar discussion.
Mm.
And now this conference in Cambridge was coming up with something about, as I mentioned earlier, about how to live long. Longer. So these are interesting topics, but they can introduce our conception of conception. These are the light topics and the light and something more to discuss in general. And in these topics, I think Krishna consciousness can be introduced. So you have to design according to that particular way. Certainly, this is what I take. Sometimes there are topics that come, which are either some global nature, the whole world is interested, or there are some topics which may be of interest locally, the local topic. So this means according to the particular environment, there these things are. There is there are a few which are interested.
Presenting like a certain scientific topic or social topic, that if you don't have a certain title, you will have problems getting in. Or
if somebody has,
I guess you're a devotee who has not, you didn't study yourself, like then it might be a bit, they won't really, might be more difficult to get in or to get.
In the beginning, it might need to start with someone who has a little background and may be able to handle systems. Just like when Tanada is doing some university preaching,
mm-hmm.
but told. Essay competition type. We have a program for the students, like a topic. You announce a topic for essay competition. Essay the whole in the Switzerland, in the country of Switzerland, students from the university level or college level students as a nationwide essay competition on even this very topic, something can be designed. And they give some prizes. It's a science and religion. It's a very interesting topic worldwide now, science and religion. I didn't see anyone in the, say, there was a conference, but I said from many countries. I didn't see from Switzerland, but from Europe, there were some scholars that I saw, from Germany I saw, and from France I saw, but I didn't see anyone from Switzerland, that conference that I saw, which was and also you have to find here from the universities and colleges, it would be good to have the study which campus is doing what in certain interested topics. Yeah, it would be possible to find some ways and means how to relate. I think we need to do a little study.
And the devotees themselves do a little studying so they can.
Yeah, study means, you know, say the campus, you have this campus, the university that programs. And the names of the professors, the drawing of type of courses given, and the background of this. Then we study the background of these professors first. Whether he's religiously oriented or, first of all, study a little bit about their background. Because there are many scholars who are interested, but we want to find those who are interested. And that's very helpful. You need a department from the temple to do this type of preaching. But the person has to be interested, has to be able to relate. College background, university background, and easy, help. Because in India, what happens is that we have always IIT boys are coming. Many are coming, many educated boys are coming from the technical institutions. I call IIT administrative college. So some PhD students, come in full time. So therefore it is easier. So they just, since they come from that place, it is, we just send them there and they just do all the arrangements. And so for example, I have a program in IIT Kanpur. So every year I go there in January. So what we do is I do a picnic at Nimsarana. Nimsarana is only 2.5 hours from Kanpur. So we invite on Sunday the students and the faculty members. We all go there and then Sharma has a big banyan tree. And the banyan tree, they say that the banyan tree is the place where Sri Goswami spoke some in Bhagavad. So we go there and there are some bungalows and there's a forest. And then you do Dharinam and chanting and Sri Bhagavatam. And we have Kishoriya Prasadam, which is in winter, it's nice in winter in India. I do that every year. We done, I can take the faculty members and the students, and they're enthusiastic. Every year, they're looking forward for the next year. So, in this way, it's easier. And also, we have some students are studying in these campuses. Students or also students, but they are also in these campuses, that is the easy in India. But it's going there, a bigger scale in India, I think. So we are hoping that it can be one of the devotees like tomorrow.
He told me tomorrow evening.
I'm giving a lecture at this university, Perugia, Italy. It's part of the conference I'm preparing next year. But this time, I'm going to make this. Last time when I came to Oxford, my devotee said that I should come to civil trials. But this time I only have this. So, so they asked me this time to speak on cosmology. And Perugia, Perugia University, no sorry, Padua. Padua, University of Padua. So last time I came, I went to Perugia, I met the rector of this university. Rector, he's a scientist, he's a microbiologist. I've never went inside this temple, this Padua. For the first time. So after that I come back and then I give Simhas. Maybe 1 hour.
When you plan to come back?
At 8. Is Anjan still be there?
Yeah, he told he will stay over the next weekend or so. So for 10 days.
Flight is I come back at 8:30 in the morning from Rome. Flight is 12:30.
And 8.
Yeah, 4 hours. Good. I think I'm up about 1 hour. So all right, let me stop here. Jipropati. Lakshmi